USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop. After the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy, the deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there. An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's statehouse as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. The government reporting today that American worker productivity declined in the third quarter by 0.3% annual rate, the first time it's declined in 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study says the people most likely to use cocaine and abuse opioids are construction workers. A study released a couple of days ago says construction workers face high rates of painkiller abuse because their injury rates are higher when compared to other professions, and the physical exertion can lead to self-treatment with pain medication. A new report says dumped and abandoned fishing gear is the biggest plastic polluter in all of the planet's seas. That's according to Greenpeace. Over 640,000 tons of nets and lines and traps used in commercial fishing are dumped and discarded in the sea every year, and the report is calling for international action to stop that plastic pollution, which Greenpeace says is deadly for marine wildlife. And the late Michael Jackson's moonwalk socks, as they're called, are expected to fetch a pretty high price at auction. The late pop star wore the glittery socks during his famous TV performance of Billie Jean in 1983 when he introduced the moonwalk dance to American audiences. The auction website GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com says it expects to haul in at least $1 million for those crystal stockings, maybe as much as $2 million. And the owner of the L.A. Chargers of the NFL is categorically denying a report that claims the team might be moving overseas to London. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.